And whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be giving da'wat, Abu Lahab used to go behind him and he used to tell the people, don't listen to him, he's a madman, he's like this, he's a soothsayer, and he's just telling kissa, kahani, there's no essence and no basis to what he is saying, etc. And then Abu Lahab's wife, she's the aunt of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now she knew which road Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk on. She used to take thorns and throw it on that road. She used to take dirt and throw it on that road to try and harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with regards to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. May the hand of Abu Lahab perish. Doomed he is. When Allah Ta'ala says it, then definitely that person is going to be doomed. So look at Abu Lahab's audacity. He was given hayati thereafter. He lived for a while. Every time he used to look at his hands and he used to mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, you saying that Allah said that my hands are going to perish, but look at my hands. Nothing is wrong with my hands. He used to mock Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبَ. His wealth and his gains shall not avail him. Gains, most Mufassirin say here it means his children. Abu Lahab used to say, I'm a very wealthy person. I got strong children. Nobody can touch me. Nothing can happen to me. He had a lot of i'timad upon his wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, his wealth nor his children will be able to help him. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. He shall be plunged in a flaming fire. Abu Lahab, his name was Lahab. His Lahab also had flame in it. But his name had the word Lahab, which means a flame. So Allah Ta'ala used that same word here in the surah. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. He shall be plunged in a flaming fire. Now this was in the akhirat. This is the azab in the akhirat. But listen to what happened to him in the dunya. It is written here very, very beautifully. This verse consists of two sentences, the first of which is a curse, and the second informs us that the curse was effective, that is, he was destroyed. This effect manifested itself 7 days after the Battle of Badr. Abu Lahab suffered from a serious skin disease, because he used to keep boasting, nothing is happening to my hands. Allah Ta'ala gave him a skin disease, a serious skin disease. Those around him feared the disease to be contagious. They thought that this disease is contagious. So what they did, they threw him into the wilderness. They left him in the wilderness to fend for himself. And this is the quality of kufr, nifaq, and friends who are friends for guna. That as long as the times are good, we will enjoy. But when a problem takes place, then you sort your life out. You sort your problem out yourself. But people who are friends for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, if a problem takes place, they stand with one another. They have got muhabbat, true muhabbat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions here in this ayat, now they give him the explanation of the ayat, they say that they threw him into the wilderness. He passed away in this condition, alone in the wilderness, nobody to help him, he passed away in this condition. For 3 days, his corpse remained unattended to. Now this is all just in the dunya. His corpse also nobody wanted to touch. When it decomposed, when his corpse rotted and finished, it got decomposed, then they told some slaves that go and dispose of that decomposed body. So what those slaves did, they went and they dug a hole, then they took sticks, because nobody even wanted to touch the body. They took sticks and they pushed it, they threw it into their hole, and then they said, to throw sand over this is not enough, we must take boulders and throw it on the top, so that that disease mustn't come up. So this is what he suffered in the dunya, and this is nothing compared to what he is still going to suffer in the akhirat. Now we come to his wife. Allah Ta'ala says, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. And his wife the carrier of firewood. So this carrier of firewood, one is they say Abu Lahab with all his wealth, but they were so miserly that his wife used to still go to the woods, collect firewood and bring this firewood to the town to come and sell. That they were wealthy people, they didn't have to do this menial type of work. But because of their stinginess and their greed for wealth, she used to still go and do this type of menial work. On top of this, in Jahannam, both of them will be together in Jahannam. And Abu Lahab's wife, she will be made to take more wood from the fire of Jahannam and load it on her husband's back for him to get punished even more. She was assisting him to mock Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She will now be a cause of him getting even more punishment in Jahannam. Allahumma ahfazna min. And then we come to the next ayat. Fi jidiha hablum min masad. She shall have a rope of palm leaf fiber around her neck. So the Mufassirin say, one is it is referring to what will happen to her in Jahannam. But also what this ayat refers to is how she passed away in the dunya. She used to go every time and collect the firewood. And then she used to tie it in a bundle. And that rope used to be around her neck. And now she used to carry it and come to the city to come and sell. So one day she got very, very tired. And she sat on a log. And she had this bundle of firewood. She had put it next to her. And that bundle of firewood slipped, fell off the log and strangled her to death. That's how she left this dunya. That's how she died. So this one is they mocked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we got the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must not mock. One is if we're not making amal, that is one thing. But never ever mock anything of deen. If somebody else is making amal, do not mock that person. Now we come to the next surah, which is Surah Ikhlas. This surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love this surah, Surah Ikhlas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, your love for the surah will take you to Jannah. The people were asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding Allah Ta'ala. Who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah explaining who He is. Allah Ta'ala is introducing Himself to us in this surah of the Quran Sharif. It's a short surah but with very, very in-depth meaning. As I mentioned to you all, we are not going into heavy tafsir here. We are just doing the translation. Because these are the surahs we read in Salah. If we have a basic understanding of what we are reading, it will create much more concentration in our namaz. Much more concentration. So we are just doing a brief, more a translation and a little background of the surah. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is introducing Himself to us. He is telling us who our Allah is. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that who of you can recite one third of the Quran Sharif? Every day recite one third of the Quran Sharif. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they got astonished. They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can manage that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, recite Kulhu Allahu Ahad, one third of the Quran Sharif. So our muhaddiseen, they explained to us that it doesn't mean that like now in Ramadan, a person one way he reads Kul Huwallah. So somebody asks him, how many khatams you made? You know, I finished make 50 khatams. He read 150 times Kul Huwallah Wahad. He said, I finished make 50 khatams. So it doesn't mean that. What it means is the person gets the sawab equivalent to having recited one third of the Quran Sharif. But the enjoyment of reciting one third of the Quran Sharif is different.